as we approach elections 2024, we have to pay attention and talk about inclusivity, especially when it comes to the people with disabilities. Therefore, to discuss the topic this morning, we are joined by Zakia Musa from the South Sudan Women with Disability Network and Maud Lewis from South Sudan Association of the Visually Impaired. Good morning and thank you so much for making out time to speak to us, Zakia and Maud. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Irene. It's my pleasure to be here, and good morning to the listeners.
Right. Good morning, Zakia.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you, and really thank the listeners so much.
Right. Thank you so much for also making out time to speak to us. Now, before we start talking about elections, let's first talk about the current situation, and how does South Sudan stand in terms of inclusiveness of people with disabilities in performing public functions, for example? Zakia, what is your comment? Are things improving or nothing is working out?
Thank you so much. Great question, actually. First of all, I really want to begin my point by appreciating our president and the president of the Republic of South Sudan by signing the United Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, that is CRPD, UNCRPD. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is where the inclusion begins. And actually, not just the UNCRPD, but we have the policies before that trying to explain the rights of persons with disabilities. Like we have South Sudan National Disability and Inclusion Policy, and recently we have the Inclusion Education Policy. So to me, I compared to the years before, it's really, there is a bit changing, because right now, even you see persons with disabilities are trying to be exposed in some of the positions, even in the private sectors, government sectors. Before, actually, even to be a teacher, it's a problem. You know, people see like somebody with vision impairment, how the somebody with like a vision impairment can be a teacher. You know,
right.
And it was actually like before, there's memo whereby we have been able to submit that six of our teachers, that one in 2004 actually, and it is a really very previous story, but just we need to see that it is changes happen, that six of the teachers are not been able to come out, and the result of interview was out, you see. So just because they see like children with teachers with vision impairment cannot be able to teach, but now as you see, if you go to the Minister of Education, a great number of our colleagues who have vision impairment, and even not just vision impairment, other form of impairment, they are teachers. And even some of them, a few of them not we expected, but at least few of them have been able to be in the NGOs, international NGOs, something like that. So a bit there's a changes, like not like before, there's even no single person will be represented in the NGOs and even in the government, but now, which mean education is going on, and people try to understand that persons with disabilities, they can be able to deliver services. So to me, I see there's a bit of changes going on.
Right. Thank you so much, Zakia. And Maud, do you share the same sentiments?
Yeah, I would say that persons with disabilities are affected by conflicts that are happening in South Sudan, particularly the conflict that has hit various parts of the country. On the positive note, I will say that the Election Act and Constitution Making Process Act were able to recognize persons with disabilities, which was, in fact, a positive step. But, in fact, still a lot has to be done in terms of making sure that persons with disabilities in other states participate in public and political life, particularly when we look at the membership of political parties, and access to information for many persons with disabilities continue to be a challenge, and many persons with disabilities have not gone to school yet. They are actually a considerable proportion of our population. Therefore, reaching out to them during elections and making sure that their voices can be expressed, and their opinions can be heard, and that they can receive necessary information is an important step in terms of participation in the In all the political and public life processes.
Right. And of course, you've hinted about elections. Now, continuing with that, what is to be done and how can we ensure equal participation of the people living with disabilities? Yes, you're asking for the spaces and they need to be helped, most especially those who are illiterate, for their voices to be amplified. But how can that be done practically?
Well, in fact, what needs to be done is that there is need for diversifying the means of communication to our public. For example, if we only use radio as a means of communication, then many people who do not hear, who are deaf, will not be able to listen to the messages that we try to pass.
Mm-hmm.
If we try to use the print media, for example, people like us who do not see will not be able to read what is contained in that particular mode of communication. If we are only using TV, there are many people who do not really have TV in their houses. So we need to use multiple ways of communication, including pictures, including photos, including voice, including written format, including even using our different languages, mm-hmm. for us to be able to reach out to the masses in our community. And there is also a need for us to ensure that the space is appropriate for each and everyone and accommodates everyone, because when we look at our society, we know that there are lots of negative attitudes, mm-hmm. but this has to be changed for the interest of our country. So
right.
we need to sensitize the masses mm-hmm. about the rights of each and everyone and the need for considering participation of everyone in the society for us to have better society, recognizing that diversity is our richness.
Right. Thank you so much, Maud. And because we're running out of time, we'll be having the news at the top of the hour. Zakia, just before I let you go, what is your message to the people listening and also to the government of South Sudan with regards to the upcoming elections?
Yeah, I just will say that just to add on what my colleague said, actually inclusivity, which mean we have to make everything inclusive and in accessible way. So inclusivity means accessibility. So if there is accessibility for persons with disabilities, will be able to participate, because we know the political and public life, there are 2 points. We have politics, we have public. So the public, you know, these are the communities, right from the families, right from the even reach to the communities outside. We need to make sure that we are playing role, and of course including even government, because government are the community and the community are the government. So
right.
we need to make sure that we are playing a great role to make sure that persons with disabilities are really participating in every aspect mm-hmm. of life.
Right. Thank you so much, Zakia. And Maud, in just a minute,
I
what
want to thank
message?
Christian Blind Mission for giving us this important opportunity, and I would like to call out on all the political parties to make sure that they reach out to everyone in the community, not specific people that they think are valuable in the society and have a considerable reputation in the society, but even those who are likely to be neglected can make a great impact during elections. So let us make sure that we mobilize the public and make sure that everybody receives information and we get a free and fair election as a country. Thank you.
That's very true. Maud Lewis and Zakia Musa, thank you so much for representing.
Thank you.